Walker does know how to utilize his length in this gap control style, just like Landon Jackson's doing the same thing. All of a sudden, I can't get to you. You're keeping me away. This is very Leon Lett-like. This is what Leon was so good at. And he was very much like Walker. He was very lateral down the line. You couldn't get to him because his arms were so long. So now he's in this defense he's comfortable with. He can gap control without having to rely on being able to sink his hips and girth, right? It's a little different style. That's huge for him. I think he's going to have a very big year in this defense.
Former Bills offensive lineman Jerry Ostrowski talking about Deion Walker. He's on the, you know, first column in that depth chart. Of course he would be. With Oliver and I think Sanders are the three.
Yep.
DL.
And he is, if you want to, if you're the sort of person that wants to build the case for they're going to be better than they've been, or like what is going to get them over the top? Like, what's the difference? What's the change? I think that guy going into a second year that already showed a lot of promise as a rookie in this defense, that could be a game changer for them. Both in terms of his own ability, and if his own ability requires more than Ed Oliver might, you know, other guys too, but I'm thinking mostly about Ed Oliver, might be able to be more effective too. And I think any case with, is that defense going to be, you can talk about the corners, the safeties, the linebacker, every level there's change. There's so many new faces and names back there, just on the defense in general. If you even want to include Walker and Sanders and Landon Jackson, like these guys, Walker mattered last year for sure. The other two, certainly Jackson never mattered. Sanders played, but I wouldn't say he mattered. Any of that just sort of becomes impactful, they could be onto something. But I feel like Walker is the, he's the one that if I were putting together a bet board for like who meets this criteria, and I know it's pretty vague what I'm saying here, but like Deion Walker would have the shortest odds of like chance of pushing the Bills somewhere that we haven't been on defense, I would say.
Yeah, that would be tough to bet on.
Yeah,
to quantify.
I'd have to really sit and workshop how to like phrase the question, the bet.
Plus, you'd have to use a new one, because we just cannot get any cooperation from our colleagues on this one, erasing bets that have expired for years.
Oh, right. Yes, right.
They're just never going to do it. Sean McDermott will have a bottom 10 season on defense. There's $100 on that? Did they actually settle that?
No, and I'm telling you that extra zero is fake. There's that someone
did that.
One of them fooling around. I don't know.
Feel free to wrap that up.
That other zero was not there.
Or does that extend to his future coaching other teams?
Right. I don't know, but no, I would think that bet is settled.
Who will be the home opener in 2026?
Also settled.
Get that out of here.
Terry Pegula refers to McDermott as the best coach in the NFL.
Done.
Settled.
He's not going to do
Caleb
that now.
Caleb Williams will be benched in 2025.
Last year.
Settled.
Come on. Bulldog wants to write a Deion Walker bet. You got to give him a little space.
Dallas to extend Dak and Lamb and Parsons.
Traded.
Settled. Guys.
What do they do all day?
Look at that thing once in a while.
Doesn't Jeremy sit here?
I feel, yes.
Does it not make his eyes bleed to look at that?
I feel very possessive of that board, because I feel like we started the bet board. And they got in on it, and now they've ruined it. For the time
being. They have ruined it.
Jerks.
They have ruined it. We have bets that are active.
That's right.
Bulldog's great bet, will the Jets make the playoffs before 2030? That's my favorite.
I'm a no on there. Yeah, yeah.
You said one day that they will not make the playoffs until 2030, and like I'll bet that. And I just have to say yes. I mean, some of these, like the one time you had the opener was going to be the Bills and the Jets. Like I just have to agree to this. It's just that good. I can't really say no. I mean, I feel like the odds are with me.
Yep.
But just like coming, it's like in fantasy when somebody comes up with a trade offer and you're like, oh, that's really interesting and fair. I want to reward that person and say yes to that trade. Unless like I have some specific reason for not. Like just, you know what? You deserve this one. You came up with a great idea here. I'm in. Like you with the Jets and the Jets. But they're always the Jets. these ideas. You deserve the action.
Well, I'm happy to have it. I still like where I'm standing there. I mean,
the Jets could find their way
to the next Drake May in one of these drafts, and then everything changes.
That means their playoff drought will get to 20 years, or 19 or 20 years.
I'm here for it.
Wow. I hope you are.
I do, too.
Still a ways off.
Yeah. There's a lot of factors. I mean, my own well-being certainly could be a factor. My employment status could be a factor. I mean, I hope that all works.
I think the first, not to get too morbid, I think the first bet that was ever up there was with Bauk and who would die first.
That might be right.
That was up there for a while. Then we canceled that bet.
That could still, yeah, we did, because it's still live. I saw Bauk and his lovely wife on Sunday. He's alive. You're sitting right here. I'm pretty sure you're not AI. I'm pretty sure you're real.
Is he at the draft tonight? Is Greg in that?
No.
He got out of all the fantasy stuff.
I don't know.
Are you going?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
I might pop in.
Good. Do. Pop in.
I thought I had a conflict, but I don't.
Oh, it turns out you don't.
No. I don't. I'm not going to. My nephew's going to take the team, and I'm not going to bump him.
Okay.
But. You sure? It turns out, I thought sure ADP chasing is over for
that
now.
That won't be a little too much like the GM coming down to the coach's box?
If I show up?
If you show up, yeah. Like Joe Kelly might be a little, I better do this right.
I will just stand behind him and not say a word.
Right.
I'll just stand there.
Comfortable. Right. Yeah, no, I even went so far as to ask Owen. I didn't verify with my own eyes that he has access to all the stuff that he'll need for tonight, because his name was not on the official roster for a long time of like the he couldn't get into the fantasy site without using my login stuff. And I said, do you have everything you need for this? Cause I'm not going. And I want, he's like, yeah, Paul, help me get, I'm there. I'm good. I'm like, okay. I do not want a text at 6:59. I could probably just send him the stuff that I have in my iPad. But anyway, he's taken the ball. I've handed it off. I'm in a consultation role.
There's something, apart from like the personal interactions, there's something about that league I will miss, and there's something about that league I will not miss. I will miss having that Yahtzee game to determine draft order.
That hasn't even been happening anymore anyway.
No.
Well, I don't know how Paul sent an email out.
I miss it.
Everyone trusts Paul. Paul sent an email out a while ago with the draft order. He did the random.org or whatever.
Okay. What happened to that game?
We did it.
Why did he move away from
it? I don't know.
Did it break? It's like a handheld Yahtzee.
I don't know.
And you had to run a turn.
Yeah.
And the best score you got determined your draft order.
I don't know the status of the handheld Yahtzee game. What I do know is that I think that meant he had to do that in person, and he would do that like before the draft.
Yeah.
This allows him to let you know, like, we know we're picking fifth and have known for many weeks.
Is that that's actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I miss the Yahtzee.
Yeah, me too. There's an old
What I will not miss is there being one league in my world where you have to monitor your transactions so carefully.
Yep.
Because there's a limit on them, and you also have to pay to make them. And so you kind of want to draft two kickers or two defenses. You don't want to have to waste a transaction on a bye week situation. Or do you just take the zero? Like, all my people, they don't have an answer for that. Like, they don't get that question.
No.
I can't ask Theo Greminger, what would you do? He's like, what? He would just hang up. So I will not miss there being the one league where
last year in the – I think I made it to the playoffs. I think in the playoffs I had to dress a position player in the second quarterback spot because I was out of moves, and I didn't have whatever. Something happened. I don't remember what. I just remember needing to just put someone in a spot that they didn't belong.
The league I run has a limit, but it's like 20 or 25, and we don't have kickers or defense.
Right.
This one's like 8.
Yeah, with kickers and
defense. So
it's tough.
Tough.
Yeah. I was at a fantasy draft on Saturday.
Mine?
Yeah.
That one you're counting as being at?
I, you know, it was happening still while I was there.
Wasn't that great?
The day was great. I mean, I didn't pay any attention to the draft, but I did think I told you this already. I was going to spring it on you.
Okay.
Because I didn't follow it. Saturday morning, I knew you were going there ahead of me. We weren't driving together because you were going to participate in this draft with Jared Smola and Adam Krautwurst, who hosted us at Ridgemont Country Club. It was lovely. I was very excited to go, and I had a great time with those guys, meeting them both, especially Adam, who you've always joked around for years when you have him on how much I adore him. I had never known him or met him. The only interactions I'd ever had with him were on this show, literally, until Saturday. But when I got up Saturday morning to start stretching, because, you know, it takes a while. No, I just got up Saturday morning, and one of the first thoughts I had when I got the coffee and sat down and started looking at the world through my iPad was, I should ask Mike. I'm going to ask Mike if I can buy in. Would these guys welcome me? I don't want to participate in the draft. I promise you I am not going to be sending you emails with suggestions about receivers to pick. I'm like the guy that has a bankroll and is backing the restaurant and I'm never going to say a word about the cooking or the dining experience. Just, I'm here, I'm silent.
Silent partner.
I really said a lot. I really could have just said silent partner. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do that. And then when I even went so far as to open a text, you know, I was going to text you, and I thought, it feels a little oversteppy to me to ask you. I don't know these other guys. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to put you in a position to take this to them. And if they don't like it, then you have to say, you know, no, we can't. And now I'm going to meet them. We're going to play golf. And I might feel weird because they said no. And what? Just like. And plus, I was like, you know, the money, I forgot about it. But I did actually have the thought, like, that would be fun. Kind of like the card.
Strasburg.
Strasburg card, right.
Yeah. Well, I think your instincts were good on, you know, both ends.
Oh, good.
It was a fun idea, but you're right. I mean, it could have been awkward.
Yeah.
My idea, I put it to Jared and Adam in a text today, was like, we could have done, say, we could have sucked $100 out of you. And then, like, every par is worth 25 and birdies are worth 50. And depending on how you play, you get equity in the team.
That could have been fun, too.
That could have been fun.
Yeah.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure you would have wanted to do that either. Like, never been to this golf course and I just want to have fun here.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing for, like, pretty high stakes. But, yeah, nothing like that happened.
Yeah. But it was a lovely day, except for the parts where I forgot how to play golf and I think cost our team the match mostly.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get invited back.
We got out to a lead and I tanked the last. I just was terrible down the stretch.
Maybe you'll get invited back. Ross Tucker today coming up in 20 minutes. We'll talk to Sal Capaccio at 5, all times Eastern. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.